on being broken. Red like the stripes on the freedom flying, standing tall in the wind. Just like the dirt, one day we're all gonna be covered in. Heart in the chest, stains on the cross, yeah, everyone bleeds red. After the night that she finally rode away, and the cloud of dust she kicked up from a road that ain't seen rain. God only knows when it'll finally pour and wash away that tread of red. Red on the bottom of blue collar boots when they're working. On the freedom flying, standing tall in the wind. Just like the dirt, one day we're all gonna be covered in. Heart in your chest, stains on the cross, yeah, everyone bleeds red. Coming home after fighting off the devil with the blood and the tears and the sweat. And when you're down on your knees, there's the letters that you read by the bed. Red on the bottom of blue collar boots when they're working on. Stains on the cross, yeah, everyone bleeds red.
WRCO. Arcs are in the pool. It is wet, whether you're in the pool or not today at the Simons Recreation Complex. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Bo Hendricks. Next up, our guest is Brooklyn Worthington. How are you, Brooklyn?
I'm great.
Are you having a good season?
Yes.
Great. So what has been your best event so far this year?
25 freestyle or 50 free.
Okay. And have you swam those yet tonight?
I just got done with 25 free, and 50 freestyle is like two events from now.
Okay. So we got to keep moving here. We don't want to keep you from the pool. But do you like these hot nights in the swimming pool?
It's kind of nice because the water is kind of cold, but it's also not nice because when you get out of the water, it's all, like, sticky and gross.
Sure, sure. But what's worse, when you have really cold water, that's not so good either, is it?
Yeah, we have to swim in some cold water, like Charlottesburg, Mineral Point, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien. Like, basically all the pools besides this one is cold.
It's a family event for you guys. Your whole family's involved in one way or another, isn't it?
My dad sometimes, like, times and sometimes calls. He hasn't done it this year yet. But then my little sister, she watches, like, all the meets. She's not quite good enough, but she will next year.
She was a baby shark tonight, wasn't she?
Yes.
What, how far do the baby sharks have to swim?
They just have to swim a 25, which is down, because if they did a 50, that would be a lot, and I don't think they probably could.
Do you guys sing baby shark, baby shark, baby shark when they're doing that or not?
No.
No. Okay, I just wondered. So what grade are you going to be in this fall?
Third grade.
Third grade, all right. What's your favorite subject in school?
I like math, I like reading, I just kind of like them all.
Well, that is a really good answer. So maybe you're going to be a teacher someday, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe, like Mama.
Maybe.
All right. We'll let you get back. We know you're going to be close to being on deck here, so thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Brooklyn Worthington on WRCO, and we'll be back with more in a moment. We're broadcasting from the Simons Recreation Complex. Jewel Fretz is our guest. Jewel, are you having fun tonight?
Yes.
What have you swam so far for the Sharks?
I swam the medley relay today and 25 freestyle.
What age group are you in?
8 and under.
Awesome. Good deal. And you having a fun summer?
Yeah.
This event, the Sharks, it is really a family event for the Fretz family, isn't it?
Yeah, mostly. It's just Malachi and my little siblings who don't do it.
Okay. And Malachi's too old, right?
Yeah.
He's an old man now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite subjects in school?
Reading and math.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, you're going to go far with that. Have you thought about what you want to do for a career someday?
Not really.
Okay. Tonight, it's all about the Sharks and getting the swim meet here. Do you have a lot of friends on the team?
Yeah, mostly.
Good. What's your favorite thing at the concession stand?
Probably the pizza.
Oh, yeah, good call on the pizza. It looks pretty good out there. But you don't have that until you're done with the meet, do you?
Nope.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks for joining us today. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. Joining us on WRCO, Jewel Fretz. We're broadcasting from the Simons Recreation Complex. Come on over and have a seat here, young man. And your name?
Clay Hine.
Yeah, how you doing there, buddy?
Good.
Good. It is a family event for your family, isn't it?
Yep.
What is your favorite event this year? What have you been doing the best in?
Well, fastest would be freestyle, but then my favorite would be breaststroke.
Okay. So does your dad give you some good pointers, you know, when you're not in the pool?
Usually not really, because it's usually like either my sister, because my sister will coach in the morning practices, or like sometimes, yeah.
So your sister helps out with the events as well, so that's awesome. How many coaches do you have, do you know?
Two.
Two coaches, all right. How long have you been a member of the Sharks team?
I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 years maybe, I don't know. Since like, I think I was looking at the picture wall the other day, and I think it was like, I mean, just earlier, and I think it was like 2021 or 22, I don't know.
It's all about getting the personal records. Have you been able to have some for yourself this year?
No, I almost had some last year, but I wasn't able to get them quite.
Okay, so you just keep on keeping on. Yeah. So
personal records?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hit a new IM record last week at the home meet.
Oh, awesome. Well, good. Does it seem to you like the summer's going by fast?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you look forward to school starting or not?
Kind of.
Well, that's good. What's your favorite subject in school?
I don't really. Probably like reading or maybe science.
And what grade will you be in again?
I'll be in 8th grade.
8th grade, all right. Well, good. So what event are you going to swim next year for the Sharks?
Butterfly.
Well, good luck with that. Thanks for coming over.
Yep. No.
You bet. Joining us here, another member of the Hine family at WRCO. We'll be back with more from the Simons Recreation Complex in just a moment. We've got more swimmers to talk to. We'll do that with more in just a moment. We're back at the Simons Recreation Complex for more updates. The Sharks are, they're getting it done here tonight, and we're kind of trying to catch them in between events. Catalina Morales joins us next. What age group are you swimming in tonight?
8 and under.
Awesome. Is this your first year as a Shark?
Yes.
Did you get involved last year? Were you involved in the younger swimmers, the baby Sharks?
No.
Okay, so this is the first hit. What made you want to be a Shark? What encouraged you to be a member of the team?
My best friend Brooklyn convinced me to go on the team.
Oh, did she have to twist your arm a lot?
No.
Oh, okay, well, that's good. So what's been the most fun this year? What event do you like the best?
I think like breaststroke and backstroke.
Okay, wonderful. And it seems like the summer's going by pretty fast. Do you like school, though?
Yes.
Good. See, when I was growing up, I dreaded when school started, but you're probably looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Reading and art.
Oh, that sounds great. So, you've made a lot of friends. Have you made friends from other teams as well?
Yes.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you being brave to come over here and join us. Do you think you're going to be a member of the Sharks all the way up until you graduate from high school?
Yes.
I hope you are. I hope we can come back and interview you every year, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for being on with us. Catalina Morales on WRCO Sports.
Good evening, sports fans from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Elsa Norte is our guest. Also, Kaylin Burns will join us in just a little bit. Members of the Sharks. Elsa, we'll start with you. What age group do you swim in?
9-10.
9-10. Okay. Do you remember why you wanted to be a shark?
My cousin was joining, so I wanted to try it out. So.
Are you glad you did?
Yes.
Great. And what's been your best event this summer?
Probably like IM or freestyle.
Okay, good. And tonight, how many events have you swam so far?
2.
Okay, and how have you done?
We got 3rd or 4th place in our relay, and I got 1st in freestyle.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Have you been able to have some personal records this year? Some of them where you did your best and, you know, maybe you kind of do better each time?
Yes.
Wonderful. What grade will you be in this year then?
4th.
4th grade. All right. And what's your favorite subject in school? Being on the radio, is that your favorite subject?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. Good. And do you encourage your other friends that maybe aren't sharks to join up someday maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. Good deal. Well, thanks for coming over and joining us.
Thanks.
You bet. Appreciate you joining us here. That's Elsa Norte. Kaylin Burns, come on over here as well. Kaylin, what age group are you in?
I'm in 11-12.
Okay. And how's it going for you tonight?
Pretty good.
What have you swam so far?
The medley relay, which we did really good in, got first. And the 50 freestyle, which I don't know what I got in.
Okay. Who are the members of the relay that you're on or in with?
Well, that one was Lauren, Mercy, Fretz, and Madeline.
Okay. I think they've all been on the radio with us, so that's good. What's the secret in the medley to really get out there and take maybe a jump on the other teams?
Definitely teamwork. And, I mean, you just got to push.
Sure. It's just the little things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. And you think you're going to be a shark for a long time?
I hope so.
Great. Well, that's good. And a lot of friends. Do you encourage people that aren't on the team to try and join up?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of friends already on it, so.
Okay. That's cool. What are you looking at maybe doing when you grow up someday? Have you ever thought about that?
I kind of want to be a teacher, but like in my teenage years, I maybe want to be a babysitter.
Okay, well, that's a good way to start right there, no doubt about it. Does it seem like the summer is going by fast? Because it does to an old guy like me.
Yes.
Well, enjoy what's left of it, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. That's Kaylin Burns on WRCO. We'll be right back. We're at the Simons Recreation Complex. We're having a good time here. It's a hot time in the old town tonight. Emmerich Kalman joins us. Emmerich, what's fun about being a member of the Sharks here?
I get lots of first places, but I also, it's a little easy to make friends.
Oh, yeah. So you've made a lot of friends as a member of the Sharks?
Yeah.
So when you got in the pool, do you remember that first time? Were you a little bit scared?
Yeah, I was a little shy.
So it sounds like you've had some success. What's the secret to your success?
That I work a lot.
Yeah, well, that's good. So you swim a lot when you're not, you know, you probably come out here on your own with your family then, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's your best event?
Maybe my relays.
And what age group are you in?
8 and under.
All right. Is this your first year with the Sharks?
Second.
Second year with the Sharks. All right. So you come back for another year, and I'm guessing that you're involved in some other things this summer. Do you play any other sports?
Yeah, I played dozens of sports.
Awesome. Where are you going? Swimming. Is swimming your favorite?
Not really.
No? Well, what is your favorite then?
Maybe... baseball.
Awesome. Good. What team do you play baseball for?
I don't know.
Okay. You just go out and play. That's what you should do. How about school? What do you like about school?
That I get lots of good grades.
Awesome. You get good grades. Well, I'm impressed. You're a good swimmer. You got good grades. You're going to go far in life there. So, hey, look at that. Muscles, too. Yeah, he's showing us muscles. You can't see that on the radio.
I can verify.
Yeah, Bo saw it. Yeah. What's your next event?
25 fly.
You've got them written on your leg?
Yeah.
That's a good way to remember it. Yeah. So we'll let you go with that. Good luck. What's the secret? Are you going to get it done?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. That's Emmerich Kalman joining us on WRCO Radio. Appreciate that. Annabelle Olson is here as well. You're not? Oh, Annabelle. You're going to do it? You're switching?
I have something to do after.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Madison, thanks for coming over. And how's it going for you tonight?
Fine. Just tired.
Tired? Yeah. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you guys do it. You have to get going?
I have to go.
Oh, sorry. Boy, you talk about getting on the run there. So that was the briefest interview we've had tonight. That was Madison Schwartz. Maybe we can have her back. And we have... And there's Annabelle. All right. I knew you were there. Madison, kind of, you pushed Madison in front of you. But appreciate you coming. Yeah. So what have you swam so far tonight?
Just the medley relay and freestyle so far.
Okay.
So the first two events.
And you have two to go?
I think. I know I had to do the long distance free.
Okay.
And then I think I might be doing the last relay too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Takes a lot of endurance, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sure. How long have you been a Shark?
Just this year and last year, so 2 years now.
And does it kind of make you better for the other things you do?
I mean, yeah. It gives me a lot more strength in my legs and my arms. So.
Are you involved in some other sports?
Volleyball.
Volleyball. I'm guessing that swimming and volleyball are pretty good. They probably go hand in hand, don't they, as far as building strength?
I mean, if you're wanting to be really strong during volleyball, you might want to do some swimming. But you don't really need a lot of leg strength. You just need to be really tough on the legs because of the diving.
Sure. And with volleyball, there's a lot of impact on the floor, so swimming is probably a good thing to kind of maybe loosen those muscles up a little bit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. What's your favorite subject in school?
Yeah. Reading.
Reading. Wow. Some other students have said that as well.
And grammar.
And grammar. That is awesome as well. Where do you go to school?
Eagle. Okay. International. It's over by the intermediate school.
Right. Good. Well, we wish you luck this school year. Some other fun things you're doing this summer? Anything fun?
Not really. I mean, I'll be at home taking care of ducks and chickens and then cleaning up the yard and stuff.
That's awesome. That's old school right there, doing your chores, right? We'll let you get back. What's your next event?
Long distance, free.
Long distance. We'll let you catch your breath and get over there. Thanks for joining us on the radio.
Yeah.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. We had on the air this time Emmerich Kalman, Madison Schwartz, just briefly, and Annabelle Olson from the Simons Recreation Complex. Connor Hying is our guest on WRCO. He's one of the older members of the Sharks. As you came over here, Connor, I was kind of thinking, how many times have we had you on the radio? Because we've been here a few years.
Probably a couple.
I'm guessing we have. So you're all graduated. You're a working man now, right?
Yeah, I am.
Good. So you had to work today, and then you make it to the meet. How does that work for you?
Yeah, so I woke up pretty early. I have to wake up at 4:30 and commute to Madison, and then I'll make it back here just in time for the meet. Made it a little late today, but still made it back in time for my events.
That is dedication. You get up as early, just about as early as me.
Do I?
Yeah, but you swim. I'd go home and take a nap, though. So you're in the older group. Are there very many in your age category anymore here on the Sharks?
No, there are not very many more 18-year-olds.
Okay.
There's one more that's here today. His name's Lucian. He's here tonight.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I'm not aware of any other 18-year-olds on the team right now.
What have you swam so far tonight?
Oh, I haven't swam anything.
Oh, so you're getting ready to?
Yeah, I'm getting ready. I got the backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly.
All right, so you gotta really get going here. Appreciate that. So you're looking at being a member of the Sharks, maybe coach someday, like Pa or not?
Probably not.
What did he have to do to convince you to stay with the team? Did it take much convincing or not?
No, he asked nicely. He said, can you come and do some meets whenever you can make it back? And I said, yeah, I can do that. So.
What do you got cheering for you here tonight?
The Sharks, all of them.
All the Sharks are cheering for you, but you got some family members too, right?
Yeah, I got my grandma and grandpa, and then my other grandma's here as well.
Wow, that's exciting. Good to have you here, and good luck today.
Thank you.
You bet. Joining us in WRCO, Connor Hying, one of the elder statesmen here for the Simon Shark Swim Team. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, hey! Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast that I didn't even bother getting out of the shower. And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me. Haley Cahoot is our guest. Haley, welcome back to the Sharks, I should say. How many years has it been since you were a Shark?
It has been 8 years since I swam on the swim team.
I understand that you were recruited. Tell us how that happened.
So I was working at Gravicon one day, and Coach Worthington came in, and she had a Simon Shark shirt. And I was like, do they still do swim team? I did that when I was really little, and I was wondering, like, this summer, why not? May as well go back.
So that is awesome. So how has it been? Is it like riding a bike? Did you know what you were doing?
So it's really challenging seeing yourself like be really slow compared to everyone else. But the best part is watching yourself improve. Like I just beat my personal best by like 7 seconds. And it's really cool seeing all the little baby steps fall into place.
That is really cool. Congratulations. When you were going through it, did you realize that, you know, did you think in your mind, hey, I'm pretty fast tonight?
I don't know. I just was kind of like, just keep going, just keep going. You're doing the best you've ever done. You just got to keep going and push through. So there's a lot of struggles, but it's just a lot of learning, and it's really nice to be back.
Do you look at coming back next year?
Yeah. I can come back next year, and since I'm really young for my grade, I can come back the year after.
Right. Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Highland.
All right. So it's a little bit of a commitment to come to Richland Center to practice, isn't it?
Yeah. I thank my grandparents a lot because whenever I'm too tired after like morning workouts or doing volleyball, they will always be willing to drive me to one or both practices and all of my meets.
So volleyball and swimming, do they kind of go hand in hand a little bit for you?
I don't know. Some of the shoulder movements kind of, you use similar muscles, but I also play basketball and softball, so it's a bunch of different muscles just all helping each other when you build them all.
The Cardinals have had some pretty good success. How are they going to be this year in high school sports?
I think we're pretty good. There's a lot of my teammates that are just absolutely amazing. They just do so well, and I think they're going to be really strong hitters, shooters, and hitting a lot of home runs this year.
Are you going back to Highland and recruiting, saying, hey, you guys, it's cool, let's go be Sharks, right?
Yeah, actually, I've told some of my friends, hey, you should come to swim team with me. You should come practice. And they're like, I don't know. And it's like, it'll be fun. You got it. So.
Well, that's an awesome story that you're back here with us. And what about school? What's your favorite subject in school?
It kind of depends on the day. I like math, except for when I fail my tests. But I got a great teacher that makes me learn a lot, so.
Well, you have a good school there in Highland, so. And then what about a career? Have you thought about that yet?
I'm hoping to go to UW-Madison and major in two majors, finance, investment, and banking, and Spanish.
I'm sure you'll do well, but I'm guessing, you know, the skills and the friendships you make with the Sharks, it's probably going to last a lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun seeing, like, the same people that were there, like, 8 years ago come back and be like, hey, you're amazing. Like, they're so good at swimming. It's really fun getting to know such nice people and talented people.
Thanks for coming over here. We'll let you get to your next event, which is what? When are you going to be swimming next?
I'll be swimming the 200 IM, which I swam at Chillsburg for the first time, and it was the biggest learning experience of the year. So
it's challenging. What makes it challenging?
You have to do all four strokes, 50 yards of each. You start with 50 yards of the butterfly, which is down and back the length of a standard 25 yards pool. And then you have to do backstroke, breaststroke, and you finish with freestyle. And it's really challenging because you just got to keep going. Like, you get water in your mouth. That's what happened to me. You just got to keep going. You can't stop. So,
here's my prediction. When volleyball practice starts at Highland, you might be the one that's in the best shape.
That might be true. No, I don't know. A lot of my friends are really active, but we had volleyball this morning, actually. So, yeah, the same, you know, hitting movement goes along with swimming. Like, and it's really helpful because this year I've been moved from back row to hitter, like outside hitter, and you can see that it's helped me there, too.
Great. We look forward to seeing the Cardinals this year. Good luck in your next event here for the Sharks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for coming us over. That is going to be Haley Cahoot, and we appreciate you joining us from the Simons Recreation Complex. My engineer tonight, Bo Hendricks, he's working hard behind the scenes, and we are here watching the kids in the pool. And Bo and I might even make a splash here later in the pool. We're getting closer. We kind of need to, I think, although it looks like we've been in the pool. Right, Bo?
Yeah, you're right. I've been talking to the coach, and I was thinking about what if, now, hear me out, the belly flop freestyle.
Oh.
Now, I can belly flop with the best of them. And my freestyle routine would be me flailing around trying to get out of the pool. I think I got to get a real chance at this.
Oh, okay. Well, good. See, I'm on injured reserve. I've got a doctor's excuse that I can't be in the pool yet. But one of these days.
The team's missing you.
Yeah, I'm sure the team is really missing me. We'll be back with more in a moment from the Simons Recreation Complex. We're at the Simons Recreation Complex, and we are here with Kyle Ewing joining us on WRCO. Good to have you. This is a big event, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, our swim team, too, has almost doubled in size. I don't know if anyone's mentioned that to you yet, but I think we're up to 76. Is the last number I heard, and I think last year we were about mid-40s, so that's a huge increase. Just, you know. When our team alone doubles, so yeah, big event. We had a team drop out tonight just because of the heat, but I mean, this place is typically packed for these swim meets. Yeah,
for you and Mike and everybody here at the Simons, it's really good to get people in here and see the facility, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our visitors have gone, I would almost say, through the roof. You know, I mean, we get a lot of people in here every day. I think I mentioned to you a few months back, it makes it very difficult to clean when you have so many people in the facility all the time, and that's a good issue to have. But, yeah, new people all the day, new members all the day. It's pretty crazy.
One of your biggest cheerleaders, Gary Gutkinick, always keeps us informed, but he tells us that the membership numbers are up. How does it look?
It's looking really good. You know, you always worry about the summertime at fitness centers especially, but honestly, I mean, it's like we haven't missed a beat here, I don't think. I mean, we get a lot of our people that come back for the summer who may be in retirement, so then our numbers go up there. And swim team always helps, too, the meets and then swim lessons over the summer. So really, when I thought it was going to maybe slow down a little bit, it didn't. If anything, it ticked up for sure. So, yeah.
I know a lot of people have been able to enjoy some of the fun things like the floaties and having some big parties out here and everything, right?
Yep. We got the floaties out there for the private parties. Those are a big hit. Not so much, you know, in the summertime, but during the school year, yeah, those are a big hit. I mean, we 2 to 3 sometimes private parties on a weekend. So, you know, a lot of people wonder why aren't you open Saturday afternoon? Well, we reserve it for those private parties, and they are almost, you know, 3 out of 4 weekends, they're booked. So, yeah, another good addition here, I think.
Awesome. And then some events coming up here for Simons. You got some things coming up in the fall?
Yep. We're, I don't want to say too much necessarily about it, but we're working on a 5K, 10K-ish run with Pumpkin Fest weekend. So that'll be, we're hoping to get some of that information out here in the next couple of weeks. Don't want to give too much away, I guess, but it's still in the planning stages, so yeah.
You'll have to keep me posted. I get this hip healed up. You know, you never know. I mean, I'll try.
You can walk it, too.
I can walk it.
Yeah. Or cane it.
Or walker it. I mean, yeah. I mean, you can use a walker in that, can't you?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
Tennis balls might have to be replaced about midway through.
Yeah. Bigger wheels.
Yeah, bigger wheels, right. Oh, we just hope people will come out and see this. And I see, Kyle, if you could only bottle up some of this energy that we see in the pool tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You kind of forget because swim team's only, you know, a couple of months out of the year. But when it's packed in here and you got all those little kids swimming and racing, everyone's cheering for them, it just kind of brings you back, you know. It's pretty neat.
Were you a swimmer when you were young?
I was not. You know, I was a swimmer, sure, but not like on swim team or anything like that. Just kind of fell into pool somehow, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, not literally. Literally, yeah.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Kyle.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Kyle Ewing joining us here among the staff members at Simons Recreation Complex. Leah Chambers and Grace Fretz join us, WRCO from Simons Recreation Complex. Leah, we'll start with you. What's it like being a shark this summer?
Well, it's been really exciting because I actually got to be a coach this year. So I haven't had much time, like, actually practicing in the pool, but it's okay. I get to help out with, like, the, like, really young kids, like the 8 and under. So that's been, like, really fun. And watching them, like, grow from just being able to go halfway across the pool to doing, like, a full length and now maybe doing a 50 at long distance, which is so exciting. I'm so proud of them. And it's so exciting, too, because then when I'm racing, I see them down at the other end cheering for me. And it's just been so wonderful this summer getting to see, like, perspectives from a racer standpoint and also a coach standpoint. And I think I've just had a lot more fun this year seeing, like, how my kids are growing and me personally growing and seeing them watching me. It's just been so wonderful.
Do you remember way back when you were their age?
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing, Chad at the other end, too. He was just cheering and telling me to go, and then mom and dad also at the other end, all I can hear is, "Dad, go, Leah, go!" So those memories are, like, still back in my head, and now, like, I get to do that for them, and I hope that becomes a core memory for them and enjoy swim team for, like, until they're 18, like, almost, like I almost am, so.
Sure. So do you have another year left with the Sharks?
Yeah, I will be able to do it next year because I'll be 18 in March, so I still have, like, one more year left, and I'm sure I'll probably come back and help coach when I'm older, when I'm off break for college, so, yeah.
And this is your senior year coming up, is that correct?
Yeah, senior year up at the high school.
Boy, the time has gone fast, hasn't it?
Yeah, the time has flown by so quickly. It's crazy that I'm, like, almost done already.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are you looking about the school year? What are you excited about this senior year?
I think I'm, like, so excited to just do, like, senior trip and, like, senior sunrise. I'm super excited about that. All my friends from last year who are seniors, like, I mean, they're done now and they're graduated, and I remember them telling me all the fun experiences they had, so I'm super excited to finally experience that. I actually made at home, like, a pair of senior jeans and, like, painted them, so I'm gonna wear those on the first day because I show off my skills and that I'm a senior this year, so yeah.
I should do that because I'm a senior too, but a different kind of senior.
You're drawing a lot of attention. Yeah, I'm sure everybody will be like, "Oh my gosh, that's new! Yeah, love that."
That's a new trend, you know. We were in the musical last year too, weren't you?
Yeah, I played Jan for Grease.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was such a blast. That was, oh my goodness, that was so fun. I loved working with everybody that was on the crew and, like, backstage helpers and, like, everybody who was in the cast. And, like, that's where I got, like, a whole bunch of, like, my new friends and everything. It's just been really wonderful. And all the young kids, too, are like, "Well, I want to do that again next year." And, like, you become a role model for them and they look up to you and watching you. So, yeah, that was really fun.
Great. And then swimming tonight, how many events have you done so far?
Medley relay. 50 free. I just did 50 fly, and then I'm going to do 50 breast and a freestyle relay, so that's 5, I think.
Wow. Are you tired at the end of the night?
Yeah, I'm ready to, like, when I get home and just lay down in my bed and just relax.
I don't blame you. Well, here's to a good senior year. I know it will be, but enjoy it and savor every moment of it because it goes really fast.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for joining us here. Again, one of the elder statesmen, Leah Chambers, and Grace Fretz is next. Grace, you're one of the elder states people for this team too, aren't you?
Yes.
And what age group do you swim in?
15 to 18.
What is your favorite event this year?
50 butterfly is my favorite. It's just so fun.
How has it gone so far for you tonight?
It's gone really well. I'm only doing four events tonight. We usually do five, but it's gone really well.
Is there competition between the Fretz family members? I can swim faster than you, or I swam that faster when I was that age?
Kind of, a little bit. I think I have some records from when I was 9 and 10 that my sisters want to get, and so they're very excited to reach for those.
As a swimmer, do you look at those records on the wall and kind of give you something to shoot for?
A little bit. They're really fast here, so it's like, yeah, I want to, but probably not a possibility.
Maybe someday. Summer's going by fast, and are you looking forward to the start of school again?
Yes, I am. It's going to be my last year of school, so that's exciting. Ready to move on.
Have you thought about a career?
I'm thinking of something in the psychology field or special education teaching.
I guess I should have asked you, Leah, too. What about a career?
I want to do speech pathology and work with kids with autism, like younger kids. Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah, and getting a chance to be here at the Simons, Grace, this is a thing where you work with all ages of kids, don't you?
Yes, it's awesome. I love helping little kids. Just, it's awesome.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you coming over to talk to us tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck. What's your next event?
I'm actually all done for the night. Ooh,
that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing.
Well, enjoy it. Get to some air conditioning, maybe.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Grace Fred's joining us as well on WRCO during our Simons broadcast.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
This is Michael Harran, live from the WRCO studios. Thank you for tuning in tonight. That was our Simons broadcast, basically reports from Simons, their last home meet of the season. Thank you for tuning in. So great night for all those swimmers tonight, getting the action, getting to the pool one more time at home, or I guess in Simons before they go off to conference in Prairie du Chien. So great night for them, as our broadcast for Simons has concluded. But meanwhile, we're going to get you back to the music here. You're on WRCO 100.9 FM. WRCO.
Since I met you.
are here. And just like a guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me. Up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
BJ Thomas with Raindrops Keep Falling My Head here on WRCO 100.9 FM. So it turns out, that was previously when I said that was the end of Simon's. It was not, because we got some more coverage coming your way here from the Simon Swim Meet. More interviews coming up just in a moment. That was my apologies for communication or any apologies of errors there. So we got some more Simon's coverage coming up here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And now back to Simon's. WRCO
is here along with Luke Fretz. Man, they look like they've been working hard here tonight. Luke, has this been a fun meet?
Yeah.
How are the Sharks doing?
Pretty good.
All right, you're hanging in there, huh?
Yep.
What events have you swam so far?
So far, 50 free and backstroke, and then the first relay.
Okay. Do you like relays?
Yeah.
And some of your buddies are on the relay with you, right?
Yep.
Good. And what about summer? What are some fun things you're doing this year?
Mostly the pool.
Oh, just in the pool, man. On a day like this, how good does it feel to be in the pool?
Right.
Yeah, that's great. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. If you didn't swim, because it's a Fretz family tradition, if you didn't swim, would you have to, like, do extra chores at home, or how does that work?
No, probably not.
So Malachi, he's too old to swim right now, isn't he?
Yep.
With the team.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And is it he, and does anybody else in the family not swim?
Just my baby sister, Charity, and Ezekiel.
Okay. They'll probably be sharks, though, someday, won't they? Good, indeed. Well, we wish you the best. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math,
all right. Good deal. Well, good deal. We'll figure that out, do some computing, and bring on Will Harpin. He was here earlier and got called away. Will, what's been the best event for you tonight?
Probably the 100 freestyle.
Okay. And how'd you do in that?
I got first place.
Awesome. Congratulations, man. Was it a personal record for you?
It was.
Awesome. And you've got your events written on your arm, don't you?
Yeah.
That way you remember.
Yes, definitely.
How long have you been a shark?
This is my first year.
First year? Okay. Did somebody convince you to come out here and do this?
My mom.
Okay. So she twisted your arm a little bit.
Yes.
Right. Okay. What's your favorite thing at the snack bar here?
Probably the walking tacos.
A walking taco. Good call. I see a lot of big pickles going by here. Those look good too, don't they?
Yeah, they're good. After you swim.
After you swim.
After you swim.
Yeah, you get that salt built up, right? Is that good for you? I don't know. Maybe after I do a bunch of interviews, I should have a pickle.
Yeah, they're good.
What grade are you going to be in this year?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Wow. All right. So time is going by for you. Are you involved in any other sports?
I do karate, not so much now, and I'm going to start cross country.
Oh, wow. Swimming and cross country, man, those two go back to back, don't they?
Yes.
Keep your speed up there. So what's it like to go out? I mean, for me, running like 3 miles, that's quite a challenge. Does it seem like a tough task for you?
If I haven't ran in a while, yes, but otherwise not so much.
Good. Have you thought about a career? I know it's a little ways off. What would you like to be when you grow up?
I'm thinking I want to be in graphics design.
Oh, good. Awesome. But you'll remember the sharks your whole life, won't you?
Probably, yes.
All right. Well, good luck. What do you have to swim yet tonight?
I just have the freestyle relay.
All right. Then you can go find some air conditioning.
Yes.
All right. Will, thanks for coming over, man.
Thank you.
You bet. Joining us at WRCO from the Sharks swim team, Will Harpin. Earlier we had Luke Fretz here on WRCO. Levi Fretz is on with us on WRCO. Levi, man, you're already in street clothes. Are you all done swimming?
Yep.
All right. So how did you do tonight?
I think I did pretty good.
Good. What events do you swim?
I did butterfly, backstroke, back, and freestyle.
Which one is your best, do you think?
I think freestyle and butterfly.
Which one is the hardest for you?
Probably butterfly.
All right. So it looks like the Sharks are taking a lead. The team looks to be doing well tonight. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
What about some other things you're doing this summer with the family?
Nothing.
Little this? Playing a little ball, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hanging out? Yeah, it's a family thing. We talked to some of your siblings about this here, too, but it must be fun. Do you guys all come out to practice together?
Yeah.
What grade will you be in school this year?
I will be in fifth.
Fifth grade. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
I see you have a Rory's soccer shirt on, too. You must play soccer?
Yep.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you underway with that, or is that season start in the fall?
That season starts in fall.
Okay. So you're looking forward to that. I know your brother Malachi, he played a lot of soccer and ran cross country. Is he encouraging you to play?
Yeah.
Good deal. And mom and dad, too, probably.
Yeah, they are.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on a good night tonight. Was it your best times? Have you looked at your times yet?
I think so.
Okay. Well, good. Thanks for coming over and joining us. Appreciate it. That is a nice job. And that's Levi Fretz on WRCO from the Simons Recreation Complex. Bo Hendricks is here. We're sweating it out, although it's not too bad. They got us in the coffee bar area here at Simons. It feels pretty good.
Feels almost like we're cheating a little bit, you know. I know it's so hot outside that, like, when we first got set up in here, I think it was just from lugging everything in that I was sweating, and then I got nervous, and then all of a sudden it was really nice, and it's been super nice ever since. I think we've been very fortunate here. Hopefully everybody else is staying cool. I know I will be in an air-conditioned room after this, so, you know, I guess we're lucking out this year.
Yeah, we are. It's a good place to be. Nobody's drinking any coffee. I can't believe that. But anyway, we'll be back with more in a moment from the Simons Recreation Complex on WRCO. Simon Sharks have done pretty well tonight at the meet here in Richland Center. Boscobel Stingrays, their main opponent this evening. And looking at some of the results, going back to the 8 and under 100-yard medley relay, the Sharks swim team took first. Lavea Hamlin, Jewel Fretz, Harper Adler, and Brooklyn Worthington. The boys 8 and under saw Matthew Hardy, Dominic Federer, along with Emmerich Kalman and Carson Earhart combined for that first place finish. Girls 9-10 100-yard medley relay. It was Addison Adams of the Stingrays leading the way. Lainey Randall, Ava Degenhart, and Rhiannon Wiest. The Stingrays take first in that event. And the Simons boys 9-10 were the winners in the 100-yard medley relay. Levi Fretz, Luke Fretz, Ronan Ringelstetter, and Rylan Muller. Moving to the next level, girls 11-12 100-yard medley relay. The Sharks, first place, Mercy Fretz, Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, and Madeline Ringelstetter. And Boscobel's boys took the 11-12 100-yard medley relay. Corbin Lomas, Max Lund, Boston Cooley, and Nash Cooley. In the boys 13-14 100-yard medley relay, the Sharks were first with Braden Burns, Moray Wright, and Will Harpin doing the honors. Moving to the girls, 15-18, 100-yard medley. It was Chloe Hying, Leah Chambers, Grace Fretz, and Pearl Fretz combining for a first-place finish. The Boscobel boys won that event. Fisher Steiner, Grayson Adams, Luke Vandehey, and Hudson Puckett. The girls 8 and under 25-yard freestyle, Sari Jennings of Boscobel was a first-place finisher just ahead of Brooklyn Worthington of the Simons Sharks. Boys 8 and under, Emmerich Kalman, first-place finish, and Dominic Federer of the Sharks finished second. Some of the athletes that we've had on the air with us tonight, in fact. We've talked about them and now have talked to them and reading some of the results. The girls 9-10, 25-yard freestyle. Morgan Worthington, first place, with a time of 18:34, a very good time. Passed her next closest competitor with a time of 20:55. And in the girls 9-10, 25-yard freestyle. Boys 9-10, Ronan Ringelstetter took first place for the Sharks. Mercy Fretz was first in the girls 11-12, 50-yard, and she was first ahead of Madeline Ringelstetter. Nash Cooley of Boscobel first in the boys 50-yard freestyle, and Cameron Keene of the Sharks first in the girls 13-14 freestyle. Grayson Adams, Boscobel, first place in that event as well. And the girls 15-18, 50-yard freestyle, Grace Fretz was first. Luke Vandehey of Boscobel Stingrays was first in the boys' event. The girls 8 and under, 25-yard backstroke, Jewel Fretz, Simon Sharks first, over Sari Jennings of Boscobel, who finished second. Elliot Uren with a first-place finish in the Boscobel Stingrays. And for the girls 9-10, 25-yard backstroke, it was Addison Adams of the Stingrays taking first. The boys 9-10, 25-yard backstroke. Luke Fretz first for the Sharks. Mercy Fretz first in the 11-12, 50-yard backstroke as well. In the boys' event, it was Boston Cooley of Boscobel finishing first. In the girls, 13-14-year-old, 50-yard backstroke, Cameron Keene of the Sharks, first place. Braden Burns for the boys. In the girls, 50-yard backstroke, Grace Fretz, first place. Connor Hying for the Sharks, first place for the boys. The girls 8 and under 25-yard butterfly, Brooklyn Worthington first. Also taking first for the boys, Emmerich Kalman. The girls 9-10, 25-yard butterfly, Sadie Jennings of Boscobel was first. Levi Fretz for the Sharks was first. And Anna Anderson of Boscobel first. And the girls 11-12, 50-yard butterfly. For the boys, Clancy Hying of the Sharks. And he was first place in that event, getting by a very close race in that one over Nash Cooley of Boscobel. Cameron Keene of the Sharks, first in the 50-yard butterfly for the girls. And for the boys, 13-14-year-olds, it was Grayson Adams of Boscobel finishing first. One other event just in, the girls 15-18, 50-yard butterfly, Grace Fretz of the Sharks with a first-place finish over Lydia Uren of the Boscobel Stingrays, who finished close second. And for the boys, Connor Hying, Simon Sharks, taking first in that butterfly event. So with the combined scores right now, the Simon Sharks swim team through event 40, leading 321-250 over the Stingrays. We'll have a further update tomorrow morning on our WRCO Sports Report. Looks like the meet has a few more events to go, but we're going to put our wraps on our broadcast tonight. Bo, it's been a fun event, as it always is.
We're so very fortunate to have them allow us to come here, but really, you know, from all the talks and all the people that we've had a chance to talk to today, I would say just a very talented group of kids, but also some really great mindsets. You know, like you can really tell that just from teamwork to pushing themselves. Everybody here just has the right mentality.
Yeah, they do, and we can see a lot of future stars here in whatever they do, because I think we got a lot of kids with, not only great support at home, but great members here at the Sharks. It's really a family event, isn't it?
It is, and like you said, a family event. We've had a number of kids come here that are related or who have had parents that swam on the teams, and really it's fun to see that continue. But yeah, I think overall it seems like everybody's having a great time. The pool is still very clean, which is good to see. I'm still being told I have to wait. So, I got to do that. So I might have to borrow those floaties, bring them to you tomorrow, and then you can have them back.
Okay. Either that or we could take one of your tires off your car, get the inner tube, and you could float in that for a little bit.
Haven't had to do that in a while, Phil, but you know what? I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. You're always thinking outside of the box. Yeah. And so would you help me take my tire off? But I think I might have to do that one solo.
Yeah, it's a little warm out there. Hey, we're going to sign off for now. Thanks for joining us. Michael Hernan, our engineer tonight as well. And it's been a pleasure, a blast, as always, for our annual Simon Sharks broadcast. For Bo Hendricks, I'm Phil Nee, and you're listening to WRCO and WRCO.com.
That will do it for the Simon's broadcast for real this time. Thank you, Phil Nee and Bo Hendricks out there at Simon's Recreation. So overall, great night for the Simon Sharks and all those kids getting in the pool. Just a great night for that. Good weather, even though it was sunny, but it was very hot. So that'll wrap it up for the broadcast that time. Again, Phil Nee and Bo Hendricks were out there in Simon's Recreation. And now we're going to return back to the music here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. I haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. So strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. Still she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.